Philemon chapter 1 and verse number 1, Philemon. In the New Testament, chapter 1, verse number 1. Anong page ulit?
667.
667 page. 667 sa sample Bible natin. 667. Philemon chapter 1, verse 1. Ang sabi ng Bible, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer. So itong, kung tagalogin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, si Pablo, na bilanggo ni Yesu Cristo, at si Timoteo, na ating kapatid, kay Philemon, na aming minamahal at aming kamanggagawa. So, ito ay isang personal na liham ni Pablo kay Philemon, at ang nais gawin ni Pablo ay ang pagkakasundo ng isang alipin na si Onesimo at ang kanyang amo na si Philemon. So this is a personal letter that Paul wrote to Philemon. And the purpose, the reason why Paul wrote this letter is he wanted to seek reconciliation between a slave whose name is Onesimus, and his master Philemon. So, naglayas si Onesimus, pero sa providence ng Panginoon o sa kalooban ng Diyos, nakakilala si Onesimus kay Pablo. At narinig niya ang ebanghelyo at tinanggap niya ang salita ng Diyos. At dahil dito, hinihikayat ni Pablo na manumbalik si Onesimo sa kanyang amo at ilagay sa wasto ang kanyang pagkakamali. Tingnan mo ang verse number 18. Look at Philemon verse number 18, for example. If he wronged thee, sabi ni Paul kay Philemon, if he wronged thee or oweth thee aught, put that on mine account. So, kung siya ay merong ginawang pagkakamali sa'yo, kung meron siyang pagkukulang, kung meron siyang utang sa'yo, ilagay mo na lang yung utang niya sa akin, sabi ni Pablo. And so, this here is a letter of reconciliation. Hindi talaga natin alam ang detalye sa pangyayari ni Onesimo at yung kanyang amo ni si Philemon. Pero, base sa nababasa natin, alam natin na nasa mali si Onesimo. At siya ay naglayas at doon niya natuklasan si Apostle Paul. Now, sa batas ng Romano, may karapatan ang sa pagkatao at buhay ng amo ang kanyang alipin nung kapanahonan nito. Okay? Wala na pong slavery today sa awa ng Diyos. Amen. Pero noong kapanahunan ng Bible, nandun po sa society ang pag-aalipin. For many different reasons, merong mga tatlong reasons kung paano nagiging alipin ng tao noon. For many different reasons, siya ay naging alipin ni Philemon. At sa batas ng Romano, pwedeng patayin ni Philemon itong si Onesimo. Pwedeng yun. Kasi siya nga ang amo. Now, tingnan mo ang Acts chapter 28 as a background. Acts chapter 28 and verse number 30. Acts chapter 28 and verse number 30. Now, just so you know that Onesimus left, took off, most likely stole, most likely robbed and looted his master as he left his master. It wasn't just enough that he left. He probably took some property and money and spent it all and all that. And basically, the life of the slave is in the hands of the owner, of the master, according to Roman law. And Paul was trying to tell Onesimus to straighten out your relationship. Whatever you did wrong, you make right, and I'm going to plead for you on your behalf. I will plead for you, and I will tell Philemon Whatever wrong you did, whatever you owe him, put that on mine account. And so, but legally, according to Roman law, Philemon could kill Onesimus, and that's not a problem back in this Bible times. Now, this is a sin of slavery, really. It's a wicked sin. But thankfully, Christianity eventually straightened out the scourge of society of slavery. Now, in look at Acts chapter 28 and verse number 30. Anong page? 625. Acts chapter 28, verse number 30. And Paul dwelt two whole years in his own hired house. Yun yung house arrest. He had to pay his own rent and pay for his own house while he was in arrest, under a Roman arrest in this house. But hear what the Bible says. And received all that came in unto him. What did he do? Verse 31, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. So during his first imprisonment, Paul was able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in house arrest with anybody who would come to visit him. And here I surmise that Onesimus must have visited Paul. Maybe he was chained with Paul for a little bit. And he heard the good news, and he got saved. And then when he was free from that obligation, he came back and would listen to the preaching and teaching of Paul, the apostle. Look at Colossians chapter 4, verse number 9. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 9. Anong page ito? Colossians. Okay, Galatians. Colossians chapter 4. 6, 5, 8. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 9. Tingnan mo, yan na yung pangalan ni Onesimus. Here is the name of Onesimus. Chapter 4 verse 9. With Onesimus, tingnan mo yung description niya. A faithful and beloved brother who is one of you. So he became a faithful and beloved brother. So hindi na siya yung dating Onesimus, yung buhay niya na makasalanan, na walang, hindi niya iniisip ang Panginoon ngayon. Tinanggap niya si Jesucristo sa kanyang buhay at siya ay naging Kristiyano. Ngayon, ang tawag sa kanya, faithful and beloved brother. Oh, Onesimus had a good testimony. And that's a great thing to have. So ngayon, ang liham ng Philemon, ni Philemon, so ngayon, yung liham na ito, ang bibigyan nating pansin at ilalagay natin ito sa buhay natin. Anong mga application ang pwede nating ilagay sa buhay natin? Well, una sa lahat, sino ang nagsulat ng Philemon at kailan niya sinulat ito? Well, tingnan natin, Philemon chapter 1, verse number 1, the Bible says, Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So sino ang manunulat ng Philemon? Paul, the Apostle Paul. Saan siya noong sinulat niya ito? Sa bahay. Naka-house arrest siya. Saan yung bahay? Roma. Sa Rome. Okay? Far away in Rome, he was in house arrest. Sino ang kasama niya? Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother. So, hindi naman nakasabi na na-house arrest din si Timothy. Malamang si Paul lang ang naka-house arrest. Hindi si Timothy, hindi si Silas, hindi si Luke, yung mga kasama niya, yung missionary team niya. Si Paul lang ang naka-house arrest. Pero nandoon, medyo malamang sa kapaligiran, si Timothy. Young Timothy was with him. Alright? So, sa aklat ng Philemon, tatlong beses binanggit si Paul. Tingnan mo yung verse 1. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ. Tingnan mo ang verse number 9. Verse number 9. Yet, for love's sake, I rather beseech thee, being as one, as such an one as Paul, the aged. Matanda. The aged. Paul, the aged. Medyo matanda na siya at this time. Hindi na siya yung young man ano na siya, elderly na siya. Malamang, let's see, and also a prisoner of Jesus Christ. So, Paul the aged, Paul the prisoner of Jesus Christ, look at verse number 19. Verse number 19. I, Paul, have written it with mine own hand. Oh. So, ito palang Philemon, yung original writing ng aklat ng Philemon, yung liham na ito, nasa kamay talaga ni Apostle Paul. Talagang ginamit niya yung kanyang sariling kamay. Bakit? Kasi ang ugali ni Paul, meron siyang secretary. Do you remember some of the secretaries that Paul would use? Tychicus. let's see. He would use others. Who helped him write Romans? You remember who helped him write Romans? Tertius. And let's see. Meron siyang mga tinatawag na amanuenses or secretary. Dito naman sa aklat ng Philemon, siya mismo a personal ang nagsulat ng sarili niyang kamay. So malamang itong Philemon na ito, kaya maikli, masakit sa kamay ang pagsusulat. At medyo pa, baka malabo ang kanyang mata. He is an elderly man. Okay? So, and as you can see, very short talaga. This is only one chapter. All right, one chapter. So, ang petsa, pwede nating sabihin, 60 AD. 60 AD ang pagsusulat na ito. Kasabay na isinulat ni Pablo, naka-house arrest siya sa Roman, yun ang tinatawag nating first imprisonment. Unang imprisonment ni Paul, house arrest. Nakalaya siya, nagbisita siya ulit ng mga churches na isinimula niya sa Ephesus, ganon. Pagbalik niya, binilanggo siya ulit. This time, yung pangalawang bilanggo, hindi pa ito, tapos na yung Philemon. Pero nung pangalawang beses na siyang binilanggo, hindi na house arrest. Dungeon na. Ano yung dungeon sa Tagalog?
Kulungan.
Kulungan na talaga. Yun ang arrest niya. No, so, yung kulungan na may ipis, na may daga, na may walang ilaw, walang comfort room, walang liberty, talagang wala na siyang wala. Biro mo, apostol ng Panginoon? Christian? So, ano kaya ang nasa isip ng mga ibang Kristiyano sa sabi nila? Pag Kristiyano ka, hindi ka magiging mahirap. Kausapin mo si Apostle Paulo. Naubos yung fans niya. Naubos yung support niya. Wala na siyang wala. Nasa bilanggo na nga. So, no. Hindi totoo na porke Kristiyano ka, wala kang may experience na ganyan. No, that's not true. Alright? So, iba talaga pag nagbabasa ka ng Bible, alam mo ang true, alam mo ang false. Okay? So, ano ang layunin ni Apostle Pablo sa pagsusulat niya kay Philemon? Well, una sa lahat, pwede mong i-break down itong aklat sa tatlong outline. Una, he wanted to commend Philemon. He wanted to commend Philemon. That's verses 1 hanggang verse number 7. Yung pang binibigyan niya ng parangal si Philemon. Yun ang unang part ng letter. Pangalawang part, from verse number 8 hanggang verse number 21, meron siyang pakiusap kay Philemon patungkol kay Onesimus. Tapos, magmula verse 22 hanggang sa katapusan sa verse 25, Pabatid. Meron siyang pabatid, meron siyang warning na sinasabi niya, uy, marerelease na ako sa house arrest, magbibisita ako sa iyo. Asikasuhin mo na yung kwarto ko. Kung baga sinasabi niya yon. So binigyan niya siya ng caution. Okay, caution. Commendation, confidence, and caution. Yon. Yan ang letter ng Philemon. So naka-divide siya ng tatlong section. Alright, so sino ang tumanggap sa liham nitong Philemon? Alright, tingnan mo. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother,
unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer.
So una, ang tumatanggap sa letter niya, si Philemon. Pangalawa,
and, verse number 2, to our beloved Apphia.
Yung asawa ni Philemon, si Apphia, binati rin siya ni Paul. Okay? Alam mo, pag yung alipin, humakot siya ng mga property na hindi sa kanya, ang naaapektuhan talaga dyan, yung asawa. Sa mga lalaki, sa men, pag nasira yung mga bagay-bagay sa bahay, okay lang, wala kaming problema. Kasi pwede naman palitan, no? Ganito, ganito. Pero pag yung wife ang nagsasuffer, siya ang nagsasuffer sa lahat kasi gusto niya tama, gusto niya secure. Okay, so na-recognize ni Paul yung pangangailangan ni Apphia as a wife for Philemon.
And Archippus, sino si Archippus? Our fellow soldier.
So siya ay yung tinatawag na kasamang kawal. Tama ba yung kawal? Kasamang kawal? Fellow soldier. Kasamang kawal. So, tinawag din siyang fellow soldier. So, malamang, tinanggap ni Archippus ang pagiging pastor dito sa church na ni Philemon. Eventually. No? Eventually, he became the pastor of this.
Tapos, yung pang-apat na tumanggap nito, and to the church, saan yung church?
In thy house. Ayun. The church in thy house. Pwede ba yon? Meron pang church sa loob ng bahay? Pwede ba yon? Ayan, no, sabi ng Bible, to the church in thy house. So ang totoo, hindi building ang church. So medyo kahit na maliit ang church building natin, okay lang. Kung magkita-kita tayong lahat sa bahay ko, church pa rin yun, basta magtipon-tipon tayo at magpray tayo at magsamba tayo sa Panginoong Jesucristo at umawit tayo sa Kanya at magbigay tayo. Church yun. Wag natin sabihin, ang church ay building. Wala po yan sa Bible. The church is an assembly of baptized believers. If they assemble at the house, that is the church in thy house. If they assembled in this storefront or this office space, this is the church at Mrs. Santo's office space. Hindi niya alam, mayroon palang church dito. Yes, this is the church of the Lord. And so, don't ever think that a church is the building. The church is not the mortar and bricks. The church is the assembly of baptized believers who come together voluntarily to worship the Lord, to fellowship with the believers, to obey the ordinances of the Lord, and to partner for the cause of Jesus Christ. Missions. Missionary work. Okay? So, yan ang recipients nito. Now, tingnan mo ang ugali ng bawat recipient. Si Philemon, ang tawag sa kanya ay dearly beloved and fellow laborer. Dearly beloved and fellow laborer. Aming minamahal at kamanggagawa. Si Philemon ngayon, nung sinulat ito ni Paul, siya yung pastor ng church na nasa kanyang bahay. So Philemon must have been a very influential man. This man must have had a big house. Sinabi dito house, pero hindi sinabi kung malaki o maliit. Sa palagay ko, malaking house ito. This is one of the biggest churches probably in the New Testament. If this is Laodicea, and you know in the book of Revelation, yung Laodicea, mayaman. The church in Laodicea was wealthy, rich. And so, this is a very wealthy man. He owns slaves. May kakayahan siya. Mayroon siya mga alipin. May pera ito, si Philemon. Okay? He's a very wealthy man, wealthy property, and the church over here is where he's overseeing this work. Okay? Now, ang church nila, malamang sa Laodicea. Look at Colossians chapter 4. Paano natin alam na ito yung church sa Laodicea? Tingnan mo yung Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 15.
Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 15. Anong page ang Colossians 4?
658.
Okay. If you look at a map, Colossae and Laodicea are right next to each other.
Magkatabi lang pala ang Colossae at saka Laodicea. Parang tuktukan at saka ususan. Nandyan lang yan. Magkatabi lang sila.
And so it's the same idea. The church where Philemon is, Laodicea, and the church where Colossians was written to, the church of Colossae, is written here. Look at verse number, where were we? Colossians 4:15. Salute the brethren which are in Laodicea. The brethren which are in Laodicea. So yung church sa Colossae, sabi ni Paul, i-greet ninyo yung church sa Laodicea. And Nymphas and the church which is in his house. Meron palang isa pa na church in his house. Ang pastor naman nila, si Mr. Nymphas. So, there's a church here. There's a network of churches. The church at Colossae greet the church at in the house of Nymphas. Verse 16, and when this epistle is read among you, cause that it also be read in the church of the Laodiceans. Oh, yun. So pag binasa ninyo yung aklat ng Colossians, sabi ni Paul, siguraduhin nyo na may kopya rin yung church sa Laodicea. Tingnan mo. And they likewise that read the epistle, and ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. So kayo rin na nasa Colossae, basahin nyo rin yung letter na sinulat ko sa church ng Laodicea. Anong letter yon? What letter was that? Paul said, okay, church ng Colossians, pag natapos ninyong basahin ng letter ko, ikopya ninyo ito, asikasuhin ninyo ito, dalhin nyo ito sa church ng Laodicea, at saka yung church ng Laodicea, sinulatan ko rin sila, basahin nyo rin sa inyo yung letter na sinulat ko sa Laodicea. Anong letter yon? Philemon. That's this letter. The letter of Philemon. And so, you see here, ang Diyos ang namamahala sa kanyang salita. Now, ang blessing sa atin ngayon, we're so spoiled because we have all the letters of God, all the 14 letters that Paul wrote, then the general letters, the letters of Peter, and the letters of John, and Jude, and James. Then we have the books, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then we also have the book of Acts, and we also have the book of Revelation. Alam mo, nung kapanahunan nila, ang tanging Bible nila ay yung Old Testament, magmula Genesis hanggang Chronicles. Tapos, kung ano yung letter na sinulat sa kanila, yun lang. Yun lang. Biro mo tayo, buong-buong Bible nasa atin. We have the whole Bible. But back then, they only had one letter. And the pastor would read the letter. Yung church service natin, napaka-sobra talaga. May kanta, may prayer, may praise, may offering, tapos may exposition ng salita ng Diyos. Alam mo, noong kapanahunan ng apostol, wala. Binabasa lang nila yung letter ni Paul. Magmula chapter 1 hanggang chapter 4. Eh, dito sa Philemon, isang chapter lang. We are very blessed to have the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Pag-aralan nyo ang salita ng Diyos. Hindi kayo malilin lang sa pag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. Malalaman mo kung anong tama, kung anong mali, kung anong totoo, kung ano ang kasinungalingan, kung ano ang pamamaraan ng Panginoon, at kung ano ang pamamaraan ng mundo, at sundin ninyo lagi ang Panginoon. No. So, Philemon ang tumanggap sa liham na ito. Si Apphia rin, tumanggap siya. Ang tawag kay Philemon, kamanggagawa, fellow laborer. At napaka-importante yung term na fellow laborer. Maraming mga fellow laborers sa New Testament. Pansinin ninyo yung salitang fellow laborer. Pag-aralan nyo yan.
Tingnan ninyo sa Bible, fellow laborer, merong helper, merong work fellow, merong partner. Ito yung mga words na nangangahulugang fellow laborer. Magandang pangalan ng fellow laborer. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang si Pablo ang manggagawa, pati rin kami. Manggagawa rin kami. At sa church, hindi maganda yung attend na lang ng attend, pero walang ginagawa sa church. Hindi maganda yon. God doesn't plan for a member to just be an attender. No, there's no attender in the Bible. There's no attender. There are only fellow laborers. Yun ang maganda. Maging fellow laborers tayo. Magtumulong-tulong tayo. Na balang araw, mga men, balang araw, kayo ang magpipreach and teach. Mga ladies, kayo ang magtuturo. Magtiteach kayo sa mga children, sa mga ladies. And syempre, we will give you the tools, we will give you the lessons and teaching para magamit kayo sa church. Okay? This is New Testament church. Hindi attending lang. Nag-a-attend lang ako. No. You need to be a fellow laborer. Yan ang Bible. Yan ang Bible. Alright? Si Apphia, beloved. Okay? So, si Archippus, fellow soldier. Fellow soldier. Ibig sabihin, nag-aaral siya ng ministry, ng pagpapastor. Okay? So, meron palang ganon. Yes, merong training ang pastor. Hindi lang basta-basta pwede magpastor ang tao. Kailangan mag-aral. Kailangan may training. Kailangan may commitment. Tapos, kailangan may training siya under a man of God. Tapos, pag tumanda siya ng konti, siya na ang magpapastor. That is a fellow soldier. A fellow soldier. Malamang, tinanggap ni Archippus ang pagpapastor sa Colossae. Balang araw, siya ang naging pastor ng Colossae. Tingnan mo ang Colossians chapter 4, verse number 17. Kaya tayo bumabalik sa Colossians kasi nung sinulat ni Paulo yung Philemon, sinulat din niya yung Colossians sabay. So nagre-reference yan, nagre-reference sila. Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 17. Tingnan mo yung pangalan niya ni Archippus. Colossians chapter 4, verse 17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. So ito pa lang si Archippus, naging pastor siya eventually. Okay? Now, kung bumalik siya sa church ng Laodicea, kung bumalik siya sa church ni Philemon, the church of Laodicea, siya pala yun, yung pastor ng Church of Laodicea. Na sinabihan ng Diyos, kayo ay lukewarm. Tingnan mo ang sabi ni Paul, verse 17, and say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry. Binigyan ka ng ministry ng Diyos, ingatan mo ang ministry ng Panginoon, sabi ni Paul. So pwede pala yung pastor maging binaba. Pwede rin ibaliwala ng pastor ang gawain ng Diyos. Pwede mangyari yun. Ingatan mo ang ministry na binigay sa iyo ng Panginoon. By the way, nakita mo, which thou hast received in the Lord. Ministry ay received in the Lord. Ibig sabihin, hindi mo pwedeng puwersa ng ministry. Kung ano ang ministry na binigay sa iyo ng Diyos, ingatan mo yun. Eh, pastor, kukunti lang tayo. Okay lang, iingatan ko ito. Wala kayong masasabi. Every Sunday, nandito kami. Magtuturo, mag-aaral, at magbibigay payo, at mangangaral ng salita ng Diyos every Sunday. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night. Siyempre, kayo ang pastor. No? Kung Kristiyano ka, kailangan faithful ka rin. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon. Paano kapag nagdagdag tayo? Prayer meeting. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday afternoon, prayer meeting. Hindi, ikaw ang pastor, kailangan nandun ka. No? Kung member ka, dapat nandun ka rin. Why? Why? Take heed to the ministry which thou received in the Lord. Ikaw lang ba ang, ako lang ba ang nakatanggap ng ministry dito? No. Kung naligtas ka, nabaptize ka, meron kang natanggap sa Panginoon, ministry mo ito. This is your ministry. You cannot, hindi mo pwedeng sabihin pastor lang ang faithful. Walang ganun. Sa pag-aasawa, pwede ba yung wife lang ang faithful pero hindi yung asawa, yung men? Pwede ba yon? No. If the husband needs to be faithful, the wife needs to be faithful too. Ganun din yan. It's the same. Pwede sa eskwela, teacher palaging nandyan, pero yung estudyante wala. Anong mangyayari? Makakagraduate ba siya? No! Hindi ganyan ang buhay. No. So ang Kristyanismo, ganito. Gusto ng Diyos lahat magsisi at sumampalataya. At lahat na nagsisisi at sumampalataya, ang gusto ng Diyos sila ay mabaptize. At lahat ng nabaptize, gusto ng Diyos sila ay maging member ng church. At lahat ng member ng church dapat faithful sa Panginoon. Yun ang plan ng Panginoon. That's the plan of God. And God will help you. Huwag niyong isipin na merong utos ang Diyos na mabigat na hindi mo kaya. Pag sinabi ng salita ng Diyos, kaya mong gawin kung meron kang pananampalataya sa Kanya. Bibigyan ka ng Diyos ng tulong. Sa palagay mo, hindi ka tutulungan ng Diyos, siya ang nagsabi, ito ang programa ng Panginoon. God will help you if it's according to His Word. Don't look at the command and say, oh, this is so hard. No, God will give you the grace to obey because this is His ministry, His work. Wala tayong pwedeng gawin na hindi bibigyan tayo ng grasya ng Diyos na magawa natin. You can do God's will for your life. Pwede mong gawin ang layunin ng Diyos sa buhay mo. Nothing. Walang, no excuses. Alright? Now, dalawa ang blessing sa Book of Philemon. Matatapos na tayo. Last verse. Look at verse number 3. Verse number 3. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Dalawa ang blessing na nanggagaling sa Diyos na hindi pwedeng ibigay sa iyo ng tao. Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Kailangan mo ba ng grace? Kailangan mo ba ng peace? Saan nanggagaling ang grace and peace? God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace. Grasya ng Diyos, kapayapaan galing sa Diyos. Now, God will give you grace and He will give you peace. Kung kailangan mo ng grace, lumapit ka sa Diyos. Kung kailangan mo ng peace, lumapit ka sa Diyos. Bibigyan ka niya ng peace. Grace and peace. Two things that come from God. The good hand of God. Pag nagpe-pray tayo, dapat ito ang pinagpe-pray natin. Lord, bigyan mo ako ng grace. Lord, bigyan mo ako ng peace. Kasi siya lang ang pwedeng magbigay sa iyo ng grace at saka peace. Huwag mong hanapin yan sa mundo. Wala silang ganon. Yung mundo, tawa ng tawa, party ng party. Pero pag ikaw ang nasa kagipitan, wala na yan. Gagamitin ka lang nila para lang ikaw ay itakwil. Pero ang Diyos, hindi kanya gagamitin magpakailanman. Mamahalin ka ng Diyos at bibigyan kanya ng grasya para magampanan mo ang layunin ng Diyos sa iyong buhay at bibigyan ka pa niya ng peace sa kalagitnaan ng buong mundo. Ay, ano yung shake? Anong shake? Yung yanig? Yanig, oh? Habang yumayanig ang buong mundo, ang sabi ng Panginoon, be still. Merong peace na nanggagaling sa Diyos. And you can have it if you believe and have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Philemon. Oh my, the epistle of Paul to Philemon. Nasa introduction pa lang tayo, ha? Papasukin natin ito this month, itong book of Philemon. Father in heaven, I thank you, God, for your love, your mercy. I thank you really for your grace that comes from the heavenly throne. And I also pray for peace, Lord. We pray for peace to rule and reign in our hearts, peace in our homes, peace in our country, peace in our society. But Lord, we know the Prince of Peace, and that's the most important thing, Lord. Peace in our heart, peace in our mind, peace in our spirit, Lord, that no matter what happens, God, if we're right with you, we know you give us your grace. And we thank you for that because of Jesus Christ, Lord. We ask your hand of blessing upon us now.
Meron bang magsasabi dito, Pastor? Hindi ako sure kung ako ay Kristiyano. Hindi ko alam kung ako, pag ako'y namatay, hindi ko alam na pupunta ako sa langit. Pero gusto kong tanggapin si Jesus Christ para alam ko na ako ay ligtas sa kapamakan ng impyerno. Pakitaas ng kamay. Pray for me, Pastor. Okay?
Sino magsasabi, Pastor, kilala ko si Jesus Christ sa aking buhay. Hindi ako perfect, pero alam ko si Jesus Christ ang aking Panginoon. Pakitaas ng kamay. God bless you. That's good na pwedeng sabihin yan. That's a blessing from God. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you give us your blessing now. In Jesus' name, amen.